I'm here with my cohort in crime now, and that's Sean Garrity, who's going to introduce these gentlemen next to me.
Thank you, Chris. Well, this is a band that I've known. I've been doing the prog mill now on Progzilla for 12 years. Within about a month of starting that show, I was approached by this character called Steve G, who said, would you like to play some of our new music? I said, I've no idea who you are, but yeah, we'll give it a go, you know. That was the start of a love affair with the band Landmark. And, well, here we are again. We've got Andy, the drummer, we've got Uwe. The great Uwe. Wolf, of course. Great to have you guys. What a fantastic set that was.
I think I was there when we first joined.
Really?
No, I think it was born. Were you born then? Yeah.
I was born in 1991.
Back in the analog days.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still know what dial-up internet sounds like.
I'll tell you what, Wolf. I mean, you know, obviously you had very big shoes to fill. And I think I've seen you maybe four times with Landmark now. And your showmanship, the way that you own the stage, the way that you win over the audience. My goodness, mate, you've really got it now.
The secret is I'm actually a bumbling buffoon. And you just sort of roll with it.
Well, I'm not disagreeing.
I've actually done stage work. When I was 10 years old, I did musical theatre. Well, actually, before I was 10. It must have been like 8 or 9, then I did that until I was 13, 14, and I was in a small band, an indie covers band, until I was about 18. Did some amazing stuff, but it's just over the years, like, you sort of get used to it. But the prog crowd is quite different.
Yeah.
And it feels a lot more... homely isn't quite the right word, but it feels like a group of friends where you can have a laugh and have a banter.
It's an inclusive group.
It's great. Like, you can just joke about. I mean, Mike dropped his computer, and so we just had a laugh for 5 minutes while Mike...
Often they're the best parts, aren't they? Improvisation, first of all. Yeah. And Uwe and Andy, you've been with the band since day one.
Founding member.
Since the days when Damien Wilson was the person.
Way back in the day. Well, it was Bob Daisley first.
Right.
And then it was Damien after that.
And then obviously Tracy after that. Bless his soul. And
tell,
go on, yeah, please.
I was going to say, tell people about website, Facebook, how people can contact you, because I never know when we're going to get cut short on time. I just got a message that we may have about 10 minutes more.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So, if Steve changes his mind, we're gone.
We're at the whim of Steve.
Let's talk about how do they find your website.
So, the website is landmark.net.
With a Q.
Landmark with a Q, yes. Be very careful. There is an EDM artist in America that tries to steal all of our handles.
really?
No, I don't. I think Landmark was first, but like, it's not actually a beef. I'm just joking.
Yeah. So landmark.com.
Landmark.net.
Net.
On Facebook, there are actually two groups. There's a group and there's a band page.
Yes.
But generally, the best way to get hold of us is through the Facebook group.
Okay.
So that is checked quite regularly by Steve and by members of the band.
Yep.
I will admit I am slightly harder to reach because I don't use Facebook after getting very fed up with it.
That's just because you're too young.
But I'm pretty young. I'm pretty sure someone will poke me if someone genuinely has something to say to me directly. So if you want to add members of the band, then they
Where can they get the music? You sell it off your website as the first place.
Running out, actually.
At the moment, yes.
What a good problem.
We've got the last album, Entertaining Angels. We have got vinyls. We have a couple more...
Vinyl?
Vinyls. We have a couple more of the, I believe it's the deluxe version of Entertaining Angels. But for the time being, as we're concentrating on the new album, which we're hoping to get out as soon as we can, which is why we're not gigging very much this year.
Mr. G.
Okay. we found Steve G. Hello.
Steve G.
Say hello to the internet.
Hello.
How you doing there, Andy?
While they're having a moment,
they're having a little hot seat here.
Mr.
yes.
Otherwise,
there are
squeezing.
Well, you can find us a lot on YouTube as well.
There's
lots
stuff
on YouTube,
whether we put it there or not. There are a couple of things on Spotify as well. I'm afraid to say that at the moment there isn't anything with me singing other than a couple of YouTube stuff.
You're answering all my questions before I've even asked them to see.
This is not the first rodeo.
We should just leave you to it. It's now, what, 12 years since Entertaining Angels came out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. So the next
album is... So he was 16?
Yeah, you were 4 then, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I was 20.
Yeah. So obviously a lot has happened in the meantime. A lot of changes with the band. So the new album... This will be the first album that you've actually recorded, Landmark.
Yes.
Can your fans expect a marked change from the days of Entertaining Angels before?
For sure. This is where I don't know how much I can say.
Then don't say anything.
That could be down to Steve.
But you know I'll say something.
Don't say if you know
you're... No, it's... yes, it will be a change, obviously, in style.
It's called progressive.
Yes, progressive.
Yeah. There won't be... the sort of core Landmark sound will still be there.
Yeah.
They'll still be the melodies, that main sort of melodic, but with a kind of a hardened edge, if you like.
Yeah.
That's still going to be there.
Me and Steve majoritively share with writing. Well, Steven's done a lot of the writing in the past. I've come in with a thesaurus, basically. So, there's writing credits for the lyrics will probably mean that they come out quite a bit different to before, because I'm very different in my writing style.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's still... my input in lyrics is not been as much as on previous albums this time, although musically we've all contributed to every song. So musically, everyone...
it's a little bit of everyone in each song.
But, I mean, it was a bonus, really. We were advertising for a new singer, obviously, when Tracy, God rest her, decided to leave because she, got married.
Sure, Australia.
Moved to Australia. Yeah. And we thought, right, are we going to carry on? Of course we are. We also needed a new drummer because Danny left at the same time. Yes. And, and in that respect... we advertised for a drummer. Unfortunately, we only got Andy.
It's a shame.
And then, even worse, they got me after.
Well, the thing is, we advertised for a vocalist.
Yeah.
But the bonus was that he could write a song or two.
And of course, you had a male vocalist with Damien at the start, and then it changed to Tracy.
Yes.
But you're still doing some of the songs that were originally recorded with Tracy on vocals, such as... you're not trying to, obviously you can't copy it exactly, but you put your own take on it as well.
There's a few songs like that. There are a couple of transposes, not as many as you'd think, but there are a couple. But majority of the time we've tried to keep it as close to the original as we can. Although obviously we made Oof Sweat by transposing mountains, so we had to rewrite that whole song basically. But there's a lot of that in there. When I first started with the band, it was a case of I need to sing these as close to what the fans know as possible.
Yeah.
A particular one for me was Personal Universe. Because Personal Universe was so much Tracy's song.
Yeah.
And then, for example, when we did 3.5 from the lockdown, that was the song we did for it. And that was the first time I really got to sit down and go, how would I... sing this? And after that, if you notice, the way I sing Personal Universe has some elements of that in it. And over time, little niggles and little changes have gone in that make it more me. And I'm, as I say, from classic musical theatre and stuff like that, so I will be a little over the top and a bit dramatic.
I was sitting next to my wife as you were doing Personal Universe, and she said to me, this is very West End.
Yeah, and that's
that was a compliment because we love musical theatre. So that was very much an observation on the way that you now interpret that song.
In the end of the day, my opinion is when we're doing stuff for the album, what we're doing there is to create the best music we can for each person. When we're doing a stage show, our job is to do the best show that we can.
Yeah.
Sometimes that means the music. Has the odd moment, we're human after all, but we make up for it by making people enjoy the show as best as we can.
Yeah.
If I could interject, you can't see me because I'm ugly.
Got a face for radio.
I sure do. But there's these two kinds of bands out there. You have a band that likes studio work, likes to recreate the sound that's front of the studio, yeah. And there are other bands that like to make that the basis, so their live show has different solos, or where you have room to breathe. Where are you in that spectrum?
I think, to be honest with you, this is going to sound like very half-assed, but I can see both sides, because like, if you go to see a band, and there's sometimes you see the band make the crowd sing and all that jazz. And it's like, yeah, that's really cool showmanship. But at the same point, I've just paid so much money to see a band and not play. So I can see both sides. But for me, it's a case of each has their own point. And I say, I prefer doing the best I can on the best show.
But you're very much interacting with the audience. Like, you came down and sat right next to our good friend Charlie at Girls Kicking Machine. I said to him, you were nearly a duetic landmark at that point.
But unfortunately, I couldn't go much further forward when I was at the front, because I didn't want to feedback everyone. I pay close attention to where the speakers are before I move. That's why I don't do it at the beginning. I'm testing where the feedback is.
Yeah.
And most of the time I don't do it, but sometimes you occasionally get a bit of feedback.
If you get the opportunity, it can work really well.
Yeah.
But I think we're in sort of middle ground.
Yeah.
In terms of, I love being in the studio, and in that the recording, it's the creative process.
Right.
That's what I love. But then we take that and we show off to the audience.
Yeah.
And you
feed from what the energy you're getting from that takes you on your solo journey make some nice turns.
So what are the next steps? Obviously, you've said now you're going to stop getting while you complete the album. What's the time scale you're looking at, or are you not putting that sort of pressure on you?
We've been asked that a lot of that's okay. time, but we don't have a release date.
Yes, definitely.
We don't even have a name for the albums yet. There's plenty of suggestions.
Yeah.
And as I said in one post recently, we may just throw a load of names into Wolf's Top Hat.
Yes. Yeah.
Put that on there. We may film that.
Gentlemen, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you, Landmark, for
being here.
We
hope you enjoy the rest of the live stream.